But again, it takes focus, it takes thinking about, it takes working on, but it's there, and it works. And we're davening anyway, and we're doing the nervous twitch anyway. It's just an issue of becoming thoughtful in the process of living. If we're there anyway before Shemoneh Esrei, how much more effort does it take to stop and say, I'm now going to talk to my Creator. Before I pick up the cookie, I'm now going to actually say a bracha as if I mean it. And say, Baruch Atah. And the difference is, if 100 times a day you do that, you become a different human being. Totally different. And you start becoming an Eved Hashem. And I believe that's exactly the conversation between the Talmidim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Talmidim was saying, you have to grow in your Shemayim. You have to appreciate the majesty, the awe, the greatness of Hashem. Study science, study the world. It'll bring you to your Shemayim, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Whilst that's true, there's something more potent. Knowing this one fact, Hashem is present here. If you think about Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Tomid, if I walk, if I go in my car, that means late at night when I'm alone, when nobody sees. You ever notice we act differently when nobody's around, when nobody's watching? The next time you find yourself doing something that you wouldn't do in public, stop and say, wait a minute. In fact, do you know there's halacha? Halacha, you're not supposed to go undressed in your house. Even if no one's there. And it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Why? Al Yomer Adam Harayani Bechadri Chadarm, a man should not say, I'm in my private room and no one sees me, because Hashem does see you. But the point is, if you put on a bathrobe before you leave the bathroom, and you do it because you say, wait a minute, there's no one in the house. Oh yes, there is. Hashem is here, and I cannot appear improperly dressed in front of my Creator. That's such an act of putting emunah into your system. Putting on that robe is an act of teaching yourself emunah that it's powerful and changes you. And if a person uses a Torah system, uses davening, uses brachas, uses proper conduct to grow, then they become a person who's a Yara Shamayim, a high, high level human being. A human being who's great. A human being who accomplishes his mission on this planet. And I just want to close with one observation. And that observation is about this Gemara. Do you remember in the beginning of the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his Talmidim, there are two Durachim, there are two paths in front of me. One leads to Gan Eden, one leads to Gehenim, and I don't know upon which path they're going to lead me. Rather strange statement for a man of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's stature. And if you look on the Achronim, on the Gemara, they say it can't be. It's not pshat. The Rif says, don't think for a minute that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai thought in his rational mind that they were going to take him to Gehenna. It's ridiculous, says the Rif. But you know what actually what was happening? What was happening was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was aware that some tzaddikim are taken past Gehenna. And the reason why they're taken past Gehenna is because when a tzaddik is taken past Gehenna, somehow he's allowed to take up nefashos that are in Gehenna. They're allowed to be either released early or at their time when he passes. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was fearful because he knew what Gehenna was like. And even though he realized that there was a tremendous chesed to those people who were in Gehenna, and they would then be allowed to leave, but he understood the af and the chema, the fury of Gehenna, and he didn't want to pass. Now, gentlemen, 2 points to think about. Number one, who goes to Gehenna? Who goes to Gehenna and comes out? Not real Rishoyim. Osama bin Laden, Hitler, Says the Derech Hashem, ultimate Rishoyim, pure Rishoyim, vanish. They're disintegrated. And if they go to Gehenna for some reason, they're not taken out. We're talking about the kind of people, and here's a scary thought, we're talking about the kind of people you'd meet in Shul. Regular Jews. Maybe people, regular people you know. They accomplished a lot, they did much, but there's also a lot of things that they did that was improper. A lot of things that they need a tikkun for, they need to be cleaned for, and they're in Gehenna. And here's the point. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was so fearful because he understood the anger, the fury of Gehenna, he didn't want to walk past it. Now, isn't Hashem merciful? Isn't Hashem kindly? What is Hashem getting so angry for? Gehenna so hot, so burning, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is afraid to pass by. You see, the answer is, while Hashem is more merciful than any human being we could ever imagine or envision, Hashem also gave a human being an opportunity that is so fantastic, and with that a responsibility that's so great, that in fact there are oftentimes when a person blows it. And oftentimes when a person needs or merits fury, Hashem's anger, how could I give you life? I gave you a chance to grow. I gave you an opportunity to make yourself into a great person. And what'd you do? You took the most precious, most powerful, important thing on the face of the planet called the neshama, and you dirtied it, you sullied it. What did you do? And it's afachema, there's fury. And gentlemen, you know what the point is? The point is that one of the great lies that Western society tells us is, life is cheap, what are you anyway, you're a kid, and if you're an adult, you can act like a kid, because whoever dies with the most toys wins anyway. This is, don't be so serious, don't be so somber, come on, just take it easy, chill out, lay back. It's one of the great lies of Western life. You know why? Because Hashem created the human being to be great, to accomplish, to reach heights, to be a great human being. And if a person doesn't do it, there's a tremendous, tremendous taina at the end of their days. Why didn't you use your time wisely? Why didn't you accomplish? Why didn't you do something? Well, come on, I'm just slumming it with the rest of them. What do you want from me? I wasn't, come on. I think that's something that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai understood, and I think it's a tremendous lesson. My friends, tefillah is something that's so powerful. It's so powerful because it works, but it's so powerful because it could change my understanding of my relationship with Hashem, change my understanding of the presence of Hashem. And if I work on it, I can grow and I can accomplish and be a different human being. Two human beings can walk the same planet, look the same from the outside, and they're miles, miles, miles apart. One could be a great person, and the other's just slumming it. And the difference is one's working, one's growing, one's accomplishing. One takes time before he makes a bracha, one takes time before he says a tefillah, and one's a changing, transforming human being, and the other one is complacent, he's dead. The difference between growing and being complacent is the difference between an ark that heads to the skies and nothing. And it's something that oftentimes takes just a little bit of work, just a little bit of work to change the trajectory. If you do it, you get on a path and you grow and you steig and you start growing more and you want more and you want to learn more and you want to accomplish more and you can't stop. But if you don't get started, you keep going nowhere and nowhere. And the difference oftentimes starts with an honest, earnest tefillah, standing in front of Hashem and saying, Hashem, help. It's a hard world out there. Please help me. May Hashem help us to understand His presence and be mispalel properly.
Thank you.